Best service and best prices. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-943-0812. 800-943-0812.
It's 7:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Good evening. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour. A man remains in critical condition this evening, and a woman is in custody on suspicion of DUI after a Nissan Versa traveling westbound in the eastbound lanes on I-80 collided head-on with a Dodge van overnight. In a 911 call, Andrew Nielsen saw headlights coming toward his vehicle.
From his perspective, he was in his far left lane when I first saw him.
He went from the far left lane to almost hitting me. I'm pretty sure he or she hit someone behind me.
The driver of the Dodge, 21-year-old Christopher Sedaris, is in critical condition. The driver of the Nissan, 34-year-old Eliza Van Norman, was transported in fair condition and later taken into custody on suspicion of DUI. Salt Lake police have found a 21-year-old man with diminished mental capacity who had been missing since last evening. Darryl Rivas Jr. was last seen at a McDonald's in Salt Lake with his family. He took a bus to tracks and ended up at the University of Utah Hospital in the emergency room lobby, where he was watching TV. A local family still looking for answers after their van was stolen early this month. This wasn't just another car theft, however, as Danielle Wurchis and her husband had hidden their family's Christmas presents in the 2000 Oldsmobile Silhouette. The low-income family also lost coats, car seats, and a wallet containing two credit cards. The van's license plate number is DO32JT. Contact police if you see the van. Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Drew Hardesty says all of the conditions are in place for extreme avalanche danger.
We expected 2 to 3 to maybe even 4 feet of snow expected this week, along with strong winds that will easily overload that weak snowpack. We'll easily have a high to extreme avalanche danger by about midweek. We're recommending people to avoid the backcountry altogether.
If you do choose to go into the backcountry, there's a link for conditions at KSL.com.
Love the winter.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, you might as well love the winter weather. We'll check your KSL forecast next. KSL News Time, 7:05.
Breezing through traffic is the only way to get to work.
We're seeing a ton of traffic just heading west on I-80.
It's triple team traffic, and it gets you there faster with KSL News Radio.
Hello, Utah. Do not listen to me. I said don't listen to me unless you want to have the best deal on a Toyota Scion that you've ever had in your life. It's the end of the year. We're blowing out Toyotas and Scions like, well, I can't tell you because the prices are so low we'll get in trouble. Get on up here to Toyota Bountiful just off exit 315. I'll give you a 50-inch LED TV with every new purchase. I'll give you no payments until Easter. You just got to get up here. Toyota Bountiful just off exit 315.
See dealer for details. Offer expires 12/31/15.
Get more help on the way to work.
We have triple the resources. Three sets of eyes on the road. We'll break in as often as it takes, keeping you out of those backups.
Triple team traffic, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. Mainly we have mountain snow that's causing some problems. There's an accident in the Heber City area on U.S. Highway 40. It's right near where the road comes together. U.S. 40 comes together with U.S. Highway 189 at Provo Canyon. Be advised of that. And just be careful if you see some snow falling out there. We could have some black ice too. However, it won't be that cold overnight. 37, snow, work week, rain and snow likely. And on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Downtown 36 at 7:06. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
I'm Deanie Wimmer, and this is Read Today, a special Christmas edition. Short holiday stories for the whole family. Settle in for the next hour and listen to classic Christmas tales and some new stories, too. Read by the personalities of KSL TV and KSL News Radio. From all of us at KSL, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This is Amanda Dixon, co-anchor of Utah's Morning News. From all of us at KSL News Radio, a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. Thank you for listening to the Christmas edition of Read Today.
Every year, after my husband and I put all the presents down under the tree and we take a bite out of the cookie and a few sips out of the milk, we trail little pistachio nuts from the table all the way on the floor toward the front door, as if Santa's reindeer have left a mess on the way toward the front door. And then in the morning, when the children come downstairs, we'll say, "Look, children, at the mess the reindeer have left." And they'll say, "Oh, Mama, the reindeer are so messy." It's just a fun little tradition that we do every year in our house. I'd like now to read just a short Christmas story for you. This is the tale of how the fir tree became the Christmas tree. At the time when the Christ child was born, all the people, the animals and the trees and plants were very happy. The child was born to bring peace and happiness to the whole world. People came daily to see the little one, and they always brought gifts with them. There were three trees standing near the crypt which saw the people, and they wished that they too might give presents to the Christ child. The palm said, "I will choose my most beautiful leaf and place it as a fan over the child." "And I," said the olive, "will sprinkle sweet-smelling oil upon his head." "What can I give to the child?" asked the fir, who stood near. "You," cried the others, "you have nothing to offer him. Your needles would prick him, and your tears are sticky." So the poor little fir tree was very unhappy, and it said, "Yes, you are right. I have nothing to offer the Christ child." Now, quite near the trees stood the Christmas angel, who had heard all that the trees had said. The angel was sorry for the fir tree, who was so lowly and without envy of the other trees. So when it was dark and the stars came out, he begged a few of the little stars to come down and rest upon the branches of the fir tree. They did as the Christmas angel asked, and the fir tree shone suddenly with a beautiful light. And at that very moment, the Christ child opened his eyes, for he had been asleep. And as the lovely light fell upon him, he smiled. Every year, people keep the dear Christmas child's birthday by giving gifts to each other. And every year, in remembrance of his first birthday, the Christmas angel places in every house a fir tree also. Covered with starry candles, it shines for the children as the stars shone for the Christ child. The fir tree was rewarded for its meekness, for to no other tree is it given to shine upon so many happy faces. The end. Now, here is my co-host, my brother and friend, from Utah's Morning News, KSL News Radio's Grant Nielsen, reading, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Hi, I'm Grant Nielsen for the Christmas edition of Read Today, short stories for the whole family, read by personalities of KSL 5 and KSL News Radio. Today I'd like to read A Visit from St. Nicholas. "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wandering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. And I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." I'm Grant Nielsen. On behalf of all of us at KSL, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Here's our next story.
I'm Ethan from the Nightside Project, and every year a favorite tradition of ours is loading up in the car and spending an evening driving around looking at all the lights that people have used to decorate their homes. I'll be reading From Santa with Love. A long time ago, in a land far away, a child was born on a cold winter's day. He wasn't the baby you're thinking about, but another small lad. He stood short and stout. He grew up to be quite a caring old man. He loved little children, everyone in the land. He found a good book and studied its pages. It was the story of Jesus passed down through the ages. His heart overflowed as he read, "Could it be a love so divine that he died for me?" A twinkle appeared in his eyes on that day. He found a road straight to heaven, and Christ was the way. As Christmas came closer, his heart filled with joy. He'd show God's people he loved them. Every girl, every boy. He made lots of goodies and stocked up his shelves. Yes, Santa was busy, and so were his elves. He was filled with such love that he wanted to share, so he handed out gifts to kids everywhere. Praise be to God, let the angels sing, for this jolly old man spreads love for the King. As he steps into the chimney, he looks high above and whispers, "Happy birthday, dear Jesus, from Santa with love."
Stay tuned. More great stories coming up on Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And now, a moment of peace. Let's take a moment and turn down the noise and insanity of the world. A moment to focus on family, our friends, our faith. A moment to remember what the holidays really mean. Peace on earth, goodwill towards all. And in this season of giving, we'd like to give you our warmest thanks for making us a trusted part of your everyday life. Merry Christmas from all of us at KSL News Radio.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
These will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat foods.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food properly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
The people around you are getting wise. You have a problem, and everybody knows it. Your addiction is destroying your life. How many friends will you lose? What's next? Your job? Your family? Your life? You've got one shot at this. Make your first call count. Call the Addiction and Mental Health Hotline now at 800-871-3949. The Addiction and Mental Health Hotline can help you find the right treatment program, provide insurance verification, help with family interventions, and even travel arrangements. You or your loved one can be enrolled in the right treatment program today. Make the phone call. Get into treatment today and save your life. Call the Addiction and Mental Health Hotline now at 800-871-3949. Addiction specialists are ready to help you or a loved one now. The consultation is free and completely confidential. Most insurance accepted. Do something while you still can. Call the Addiction and Mental Health Hotline now. 800-871-3949. 800-871-3949.
So you're thinking, great boat, 60 grand, but hey, we can have fun on the water. She's thinking, what, 3, maybe 4 months a year if we're lucky? You're thinking tow ropes and wakeboards. She's thinking granite countertops and undermount sinks. You're back to thinking about summers. But she's thinking about all year, every day, rain or shine. And she's also thinking 3 days and about half the cost. That's right, 3 days and half the cost. Your kitchen or bath can have a completely new look in just 3 days or less. Guaranteed. Top quality products and craftsmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And you and your family will enjoy it all year, day in and day out, with no tow ropes needed. Now, what are you thinking? Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com.
3 Day Kitchen and Bath.
I'm Tom Shane, on the air, finding out what guys are getting their ladies for Christmas. Here's our first caller. Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Tell me, what are you getting your wife this year?
A vacuum cleaner. I think she'll love it.
Well, lucky for you, we've got your wife on the line. Brittany, what do you think?
No, Tom, no.
A vacuum? Seriously?
Britt,
Scott, an appliance doesn't say I love you. Forget practical. I want pretty. Kidding me?
Scott, come to Shane Company for our biggest holiday collection of fine jewelry ever. We call it Toyland, with exclusive styles from $100 to thousands. These are the toys she really wants, like a layered set of 3 sterling silver necklaces for only $100.
I love it.
We also created a stylish collection of pendants with large gemstones in today's hottest colors, from $295 to around $2,000.
And they don't work on commission.
Shop our Toyland collection only at Shane Company and Shaneco.com. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business.
Hi, I'm Maria Chaleos, co-anchor of Utah's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio. Happy holidays from all of us at KSL. Magic Bells, a short story about Christmas. It was 2 days before Christmas, and there was a boy lying in his bed, staring blankly at the ceiling, not able to sleep. His name was Brian, and the anticipation of Christmas kept him up, following the fan blades with his eyes, hoping to fall asleep. His eyes shut, and he fell asleep, knowing that the next day was his favorite day of the year, Christmas Eve. It was his favorite day because the next day was Christmas. Everyone would be happy, a big dinner with great food, and not to forget the presents. Christmas Eve day, Brian walked up to his mom and asked her to tell him the story of the magic bells. The mom said as she sat down, "On Santa's sleigh, there are 400 silver bells. Each one of those bells serves a purpose. If and only if all 400 of those bells are on Santa's sleigh, will it be able to fly. If just one bell is gone or misplaced, then there would be no Christmas." Wow, said Brian, quite amused with his mother's story. So there really are magic bells? That night, after the family was all in bed and sound asleep, Brian looked out his window and still thinking of his mother's story. He laid on his back to stare at the fan blades again when he heard a soft clang on the back patio. He opened the sliding glass door and stepped outside. He was very quiet in doing so, or else he would wake his parents. He wrapped his arms around himself because it was very cold, and he looked around. At first, he did not see anything. But then a shiny glimmer caught the corner of his eye. He bent down and pulled a shiny silver bell from the snow. He held it in his hand and looked at it. Strangely, while he was holding the bell, he was warm. He wasn't cold anymore. He was very happy that he found a silver bell when a thought emerged in his mind. "Oh, no," Brian said to himself with a worried look in his eyes. "No Christmas!" Brian decided to ring the bell and see what would happen. After he rang the bell with some magic sparks, the bell disappeared, and Brian was once again cold. He went into the house and went to sleep. The next morning, everyone opened all of their presents, and everyone was happy. Brian looked at the tree and spotted one more present with a card attached to it. He opened the present in excitement and read the card. It said, "I always keep a spare. Thanks, St. Nick." Brian was very happy. He looked in the box and pulled out a magic bell. The end.
This is Alex Keery from the Nightside Project. One family tradition that we have every year is that we have a movie marathon on Christmas Eve that goes all the way till midnight. I'm going to be reading Santa's Prayer by Warren D. Jennings. The sleigh was packed, the reindeer were fed, but Santa still knelt by the side of the bed. "Dear Father," he prayed, "be with me tonight. There's much work to do and my schedule is tight. I must jump in my sleigh and streak through the sky, knowing full well that reindeer can't fly. I'll visit each household before the first light. I'll cover the world, and all in one night. With sleigh bells a-ringing, I'll land on each roof, amid the soft clatter and each little hoof. To get to the house is the difficult part, so I'll slide down the chimney into each child's heart. My sack will hold toys to grant all their wishes. The supply will be endless, like the loaves and the fishes. I will fill all the stockings and leave not a track. I'll eat every cookie that is left for a snack. I'll do all the things, Lord, only through you. I'll just need your blessing, then it's easy to do. All this in honor of the birth of the one that was sent to redeem us, your most holy Son. So to all of my friends, least your glory I rob, please, Lord, remind them who gave me this job."
I'm Deanie Wimmer, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. One of our favorite traditions is on Christmas Eve, we sit by the fireplace and we'll read a book or a scripture or something that helps us get in the spirit of the true meaning of Christmas. And along those lines, I would like to read you The Littlest Angel. It's a song by Bing Crosby, and I really like the message. "Let me tell you a tale that's often told in the great celestial hall. All about an angel only 4 years old, the littlest angel of all. How all day he would play with a little box that to others had no worth. Oh, but there were treasures in that little box, the treasures he'd brought from earth. Just a butterfly with golden wings, a little piece of a hollow log, two shiny stones from a river bank, and the worn-out strap of his faithful dog. Then the angels all heard that the holy child would be born in Bethlehem, and they all brought presents for the holy child, and each gift was a heavenly gem. Then the littlest angel put his little box with the presents fine and rare. Then the littlest angel sat alone and cried, for his gift was so meager and bare. But the Lord chose the gift of the little box that the child had blessed with love, and it started glowing that very night. It became the star up above. When you see that star as it shines on high in the great celestial hall, you will know the proudest angel in the sky is the littlest angel of all." The end.
"Let me tell you a tale that is often told in the great celestial hall. all about an angel only 4 years old, the littlest angel of all. How all day he would play with a little box that to others had no word.
This is Jed Bowl from KSL 5 News. From all of us here at Deseret Media, have a happy holiday.
Hi, Charles Moran from the KSL Traffic Center, wishing you and yours a very happy holiday season. Now, I'd like to read a poem. It's called A Catastrophe. If old Kris Kringle should forget to travel Christmas Eve, I tell you now, I think next day the little folks would grieve. There wouldn't be a single toy, a single box or book, and not a bit of candy in their stockings when they'd look. Because, you see, Kris Kringle has a corner on these things. 'Tis he and he alone who in the night our presents bring. Then let us all try to avert this sad catastrophe. Hope Kris Kringle may at least remember you and me. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from the staff at KSL.
Kids spend up to 35 hours a week in front of the TV. It's time to put down the games, get off the couch, and shred some Utah snow. KSL News Radio is proud to sponsor Ski Utah's 5th and 6th grade passport program. 5th and 6th graders ski and ride free at every single Utah resort all winter long. And they get special discounts on equipment rentals and more. Just pay the processing fee. Get your 5th or 6th grader their passport today. For more information, visit SkiUtah.com. KSL News Radio. We're devoted to Utah's kids.
The last-minute Christmas countdown and crazy Christmas prices at Sound Warehouse is in full swing.
Christmas is almost here.
Bluetooth car stereos for crystal clear cell phone calling starting at $59. Make it easy for both the naughty and nice with the Sound Warehouse gift certificate. Dump the ice scraper and heat up your car with a remote car start system starting at $148, including basic installation labor. Kenwood AM/FM CD player with USB input, $79. Sound Warehouse, rocking Utah for over 36 years. Three-time mobile electronics retailer of the year in the entire USA. 90-day payment option. No credit needed.
Now get part approved.
Kenwood base package, amplifier, and two 12-inch woofers. $129. Rockford Fosgate amplifier and woofer. All mounted in a sexy base enclosure. $199. Time is short to make Santa a hero. Check out this week's City Weekly for more last-minute Christmas deals. Go to soundwarehouse.com. 2763 South State Salt Lake. 28th and Wallock. 1680 North State Oro. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
7:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. President Obama praising a Tennessee teenager killed in a shooting over the weekend as a hero. The high school football player was killed Friday night while protecting three female friends from gunfire. The president wrote on Twitter, "Xavion Dobson died saving three friends from getting shot. He was a hero at 15. What's our excuse for not acting?" In Knoxville, locals are also praising Dobson's sacrifice.
It was good to know that he was willing to protect others, but then it was sad because, you know, he had to give up his own life for it.
Police believe three men with ties to a gang fired into a crowd. Canada's Minister of Immigration and Citizenship, John McCallum, today saying the country's resettlement program for Syrian refugees could double its intake by the end of next year to 50,000. McCallum meeting with Syrian families preparing to board flights to Canada, telling one family everyone in Canada is waiting to meet you. Expected heavy snow and wind will push the backcountry avalanche danger to high and perhaps extreme in the mountains of northern Utah over the next several days. Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Drew Hardesty urges people to avoid the backcountry altogether and safely enjoy the mountains this holiday season.
You have to be armed with a weapon and knowledge. You have to be aware of what the avalanche forecast is for the morning. You've got to have the avalanche transceiver, a probe, a shovel, an avalanche airbag, and travel with wise and savvy partners.
Large, dangerous tree-snapping avalanches can be expected by late Monday into the rest of the week. Bronco Mendenhall thanks Cougar fans in his final press conference as head coach of the BYU football team. He says there were some bad comments made about him during the Las Vegas Bowl, but overall, he says he's thankful to have been part of a fan base that cares so much about football and winning.
It's just been overwhelmingly positive, and my experience here has been. I appreciate the intense support and the passion for BYU football.
Cougars clawed back from a 35-0 deficit to finally lose 35-28. Coming up on KSL News Radio, snow and more snow in the forecast all the way into Christmas. Weather's next, KSL News Time 7:32.
Hi, I'm Amanda Dixon. We make it easy to find KSL almost anywhere. Stream us live at KSL.com and right on your phone with the KSL app and in your car, KSL News Radio.
Well, I just got my new smartphone.
So, what are you going to download next?
As soon as I turn it on.
So, what's next?
Well, I can't wait.
For what?
Next.
The app you're going to download.
Next.
The downloadable app.
Next.
What is it?
It's a big hit.
The app you downloaded.
Yes.
It's next.
The one and only.
I don't even know what I'm saying! Look, when you go to the App Store.
Yes.
And you click on the next app.
You bet I will.
The next app.
Why not? It's got everything I need.
The app that's next.
The next app.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're saying the app that's next.
What are you saying?
The next app.
The next app?
Every bit of it.
I don't even know what it is.
The next radio app with free built-in FM receiver on your smartphone. Listen and interact with your local station. Even enter contests. And with the next radio app, you get 3 times less drain on your battery and 10 times less data usage. Download the next radio app today.
Next radio.
Does holiday shopping in stores increase your risk of identity theft? Yes. Shopping puts personal information out there, and big retailers have been breached. Does shopping online increase risk? Yes. Online shopping leaves a trail of personal information behind. Does giving fruitcake as a gift increase risk? No. It's not very original, and the fruitcake may never get eaten, but it won't increase risk. Holiday shopping and using Wi-Fi over an eggnog latte at the coffee shop will. That's why LifeLock does more than free credit monitoring services to protect you from identity theft. We have proprietary technology to detect a range of threats. And if you have an identity problem, we have a U.S.-based team of specialists who work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But with LifeLock, you can shop till you drop and feel better protected. Even if you do buy the fruitcake again. Right now, enjoy 10% off your membership as our gift to you. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE.
Planning your weekend is one thing. Knowing is another.
Scattered rain showers, could be a few thunderstorms in the mix.
A 7-day forecast at 20 and 50. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. Don't see any crashes this hour. We do have snow and rain expected overnight. Snow in the mountains. Be careful if you're out and about driving. Down to 37, so not too cold overnight. For the work week, rain and snow is likely. High avalanche danger. 35 now at 7:36. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hi, this is Carol Makita from KSL TV. I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You're listening to the Christmas edition of Read Today on KSL. Here's our next story.
Hi, this is Doug Wright for Read Today on KSL. Short stories for children and their parents. From all of us here at KSL Broadcast House, we hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy and a safe New Year. One of our favorite holiday traditions of the Wright household is to exchange stories and give books at this time of year. And I'd like to share a story with you right now, a very touching story called A Holiday to Remember. As the holiday approached, Tammy was anxious about preparing her first Thanksgiving meal for her husband, her new daughter, and in-laws. She tried to remember the many times her mother had insisted that she join her in the kitchen while she prepared her Thanksgiving feasts. Tammy had always complained that she had other things to do and that she would become a big executive one day and hire other people to cook for her. Her mother had always gently shaken her head when Tammy made these statements, and this only infuriated Tammy even more. She could not understand how her mother could work 40 hours a week, take care of 3 children and a husband, and still find the time to prepare such large meals. Tammy reminisced at the songs her mother would sing or hum as she labored in the kitchen. She recalled the peace that seemed to engulf her mother's face and the pure pleasure that she seemed to take in seeing the family and friends seemingly inhale the delicious meals that her mother had prepared. As Tammy relived these memories, tears gently rolled down her face because she had not taken advantage of the wisdom and training that her mother had tried to impart into her. She lifted her head toward heaven and whispered to her mother, "I am sorry. I should have listened. I should have understood that your sacrifices were done out of love, and that cooking those large meals for your family was a pleasure, not a job to be dreaded." She found herself praying, "Mother, help me. I want to create the same memories you did for our family. I understand, and I need your guidance." As Tammy was deep in thought, her husband entered the kitchen and instantly realized that his wife needed emotional reassurance. He knew that this was the first holiday that his mother-in-law would not be here and that his wife would experience many emotions. He rubbed her neck and whispered in her ear that he loved her. He knew that he could not replace her mother, but he felt that he had to do something to ease her pain. He called Tammy's aunt and told her of his dilemma. She listened quietly and asked him to come to her house. When Kenneth arrived, Aunt Tiffany handed him an old dusty-covered box. Aunt Tiffany told Kenneth about the time that she and Tammy's mother had attempted to start a restaurant. They had worked very hard to get the restaurant up and running, but because of the economic recession, people had just not placed eating out on a high scale. Tammy's mother had cataloged hundreds of recipes during that time, and the book that Kenneth now had in his hand contained all of those recipes. His heart flipped as he realized what this book would mean to his beloved wife. As Kenneth returned home, he walked into the kitchen to see the area in a total mess. He quickly walked upstairs and saw that his wife lay on the bed with her face streaked with tears as she lay sleeping with their precious baby held tightly in her arms. He watched her for several minutes before going back downstairs and cleaning up the kitchen. After cleaning up the kitchen, he laid the precious book on the counter and went into the living room to watch television in anticipation of his wife wakening. He must have fallen asleep because he was gently wakened to a glorious smell wafting in the kitchen. As he quietly entered, he heard his wife's humming and singing as she prepared her holiday meal, and her face looked full of peace and pleasure as she moved freely throughout the kitchen. He knew that his mother-in-law had transitioned from this earthly plane, but he could feel her overwhelming presence in the kitchen as he watched his wife perform a labor of love in preparing the holiday feast. He looked up to heaven and whispered a quiet, "Thank you."
Hi, this is Scott Seeger with Utah's Afternoon News, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from all of us at KSL-TV, KSL.com, and KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Baby's First Christmas, a Christmas poem by Alice E. Chase. You have to hold him up to see the angel on the Christmas tree. And even though he's still too small to know the meaning of it all, you watch his eyes reflect the glow of colored lights that come and go, and feel him quiver with delight at every new and wondrous sight. There's Santa with his jolly face beaming from the fireplace, and from the stocking hanging there peeks a cuddly teddy bear. Bright ornaments and candy canes, musical toys and wooden trains. There's just no end to the delights spread out before him this night of nights. He points and grins from ear to ear, and then he yawns, his bedtime's near. Dad gives him a kiss, and you tuck him away to rest up for the fun of his first Christmas day.
And this is Jay McFarland from The Browser. Merry Christmas from everyone at KSL-TV, KSL.com, and KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. 'Twas a night before Christmas, a Christmas poem by Pastor Jim Kammerer. 'Twas a night before Christmas, and as I looked around my tent, I couldn't believe all the money I'd spent. For trains and dolls, for trinkets and toys, some for the girls and some for the boys. I looked around once more to be sure things were just right. The kids were all in bed for the night. I set up the track for the train I bought Ted. The train went round twice and the battery went dead. I put on my cap, my gloves, and my coat. I went to Ames and over to Zaire. You guessed it, my friend. No batteries there. As I left the store, a thought came to me. I had one in the remote of the color TV. Well, I placed that remote in my wife's favorite chair. I was ready for Christmas with hours to spare. When came out my wife and punched that remote and said to me, the TV's broke. So on with the coat, the gloves, and the cap, out in the cold, about ready to snap. I went to Kmart and stood in that line from 8:35 till a quarter past nine. As I came to the checkout, my heart leaped with glee. There was that one loathsome battery just waiting for me. When from my behind I seen this hand slip and grab that battery with a real tight grip. I wheeled around and what did I see? This giant of a man glaring down at me. Well, I remembered an ad I had seen on TV. Buy a Big Mac, get your batteries free. So I bought me a burger I didn't want. They were out of batteries. So on with the hunt. I finally found one at ServiceStar, paid for my purchase and made for my car. When I entered the door of my humble shack, my wife said, what's this battery for I found in a sack? I was out there in the press, the push and the greed to buy me a battery I didn't even need. At last I relaxed in my easy chair when this still small voice came out of somewhere. You're ready for Christmas with toys, tinsel, and tree. You've got it all together, but what about me? I fell on my knees and cried, God, what have I done? I got caught up in the madness and neglected your son. The best gift of all you've given for free, your son, Jesus Christ, for sinners like me. You sent him to suffer the shame and the loss, to shed his life's blood for me on the cross. Well, friend, I'll never forget, ere I rest neath the sod, the greatest of gifts, if given by God.
Stay tuned. More great stories coming up on Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's days like this that make Triple Team traffic so important.
It's rare that we see this many freeways and roads impacted.
A nasty commute on Legacy.
A wreck southbound I-15 at State.
We put three sets of eyes on your commute to help you get there, to keep you safer. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Did you know Rocky Mountain Power will be handing out close to $11 million this year in solar incentives for homes and businesses? It's true. And if you want to be part of it, you need to apply before the deadline next month. Intermountain Wind and Solar has made it easy to learn about solar and the available incentives. Come by one of their free workshops on January 5th or 21st, or participate in an online workshop on the 12th or 14th. You can learn more about solar and receive help submitting an application for the Rocky Mountain Power Solar Incentive. Contact Intermountain Wind and Solar directly at imwindandsolar.com. Through the power of buying in bulk, Intermountain Wind and Solar can save homeowners on average $4,000 to $6,000 on a solar system. It's called the Intermountain Community Solar Initiative. So whether you win the Rocky Mountain Power Incentive or not, you can still get a discount price on a quality system. Visit imwindandsolar.com for details. That's imwindandsolar.com.
It's the final days until Christmas. Is your shopping done? If not, Cal Ranch is here to save the day. This Christmas Eve, purchase a Cal Ranch bucket for $2.99 and save 10% off everything you can fit inside. Still can't find the perfect gift? On Christmas Eve, we have a gift card 5% off. You can choose any amount. Starting at 7 a.m. until 6 p.m., Cal Ranch has you covered on Christmas Eve. Your ranch and home store and so much more for Christmas.
We're Cal Ranch Store, ranch and home store and so much more. We were raised in the Rockies, we've grown throughout the West. This ranch and country lifestyle's what we know and love the best. So it's no surprise, we've got what you're looking for. And it's all waiting for you at your local Cal Ranch store. We're Cal Ranch Store, a ranch and home store and so much more.
Hi.
Hi, this is Kirk Schneider, owner of Nate Wade Subaru. Buying a car from a regular car dealership is kind of like this. Or like this. Or like this. I mean, if you're lucky, you might even get a little of this. But buying a car from Nate Wade Subaru is like this. Yeah, we make it that good. We're certainly thankful to be part of this amazing community and to once again participate in the Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you buy or lease any new Subaru at Nate Wade Subaru, we'll donate $250 to your choice of one of five charities. Last year, Subaru raised over $15 million with the Share the Love event. Just think what we could do this year. Don't miss out on our incredible deals during the Subaru Share the Love event. At Nate Wade Subaru, it's not just great deals, it's a great place to do business. On the corner of 13th South and Main and at UtahSubaru.com.
In life, we all do fall down, and we all need help at some point, and we're going to want that help. We're going to want someone to be there for us when we fall. So it's important that we take our opportunities when we can to help others who need that help right now.
When I see someone going through a hard time, I want to help them out as much as I can.
Imagine the world that we would live in if everybody went out of their way to make life better for one another.
You should really get involved in volunteering so that you can improve the world and also your own self.
Especially if you're a kid.
We can be the leaders of tomorrow.
Follow what you love, follow what you feel is important, and go for it.
You don't want to volunteer just because everybody else is saying, go volunteer.
Not count your hours, but make it count. And it's just taking that first step forward.
Even the smallest of deeds can have the biggest impact.
It may seem small to you, but they could be like giant to someone who really needs it.
The world really needs volunteers to act now.
To learn more about the Prudential Spirit of Community Awards for young volunteers, visit spirit.prudential.com.
Alvin and the Chipmunks love to eat.
Who's hungry?
But even though you can't see or smell it, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
That's not good.
On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps.
We got this. This'll be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Separate. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods.
Watch and learn, my friends.
Cook. Make sure an adult uses a thermometer to cook meat, poultry, and seafood to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate promptly and pack your lunch with a freezer pack or ice.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve! Yay!
Keep your family safe and check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
This is awesome!
Hi, I'm Amy Iverson from The Browser, weekdays 1 to 3 p.m. on KSL News Radio. Now, you know, I love this time of year, and one of our favorite traditions is every Christmas Eve, we sit in our new PJs around the fire, and we read the Polar Express. And then we actually have one of the bells from Santa's sleigh, and we go around, and each one of us say something we believe, and then we ring it to see if we hear. Right now, I'd like to read this poem called The Night After Christmas. 'Twas the night after Christmas in Santa Claus land, and to rest from his labor St. Nicholas planned. The reindeer were turned out to pasture and all, the 10,000 assistants discharged till the fall. The furry greatcoat was laid safely away, with the boots and the cap with its tassel so gay. And toasting his toes by a merry wood fire, what more could a weary old Santa desire? So he puffed at his pipe and remarked to his wife, "This amply makes up for my strenuous life. From climbing down chimneys my legs fairly ache, but it's well worth the while for the dear children's sake. I'd bruise every bone in my body to see the darling's delight in a gift-laden tree." Just then came a sound like a telephone bell, though why they should have such a thing I can't tell. St. Nick gave a snort and exclaimed in a rage, "Bad luck to inventions of this modern age!" He grabbed the receiver, his face wore a frown, as he roared in the mouthpiece, "I will not come down to exchange any toys like an up-to-date store. Ring off, I'll not listen to anything more."
Then he settled himself by the comforting blaze and waxed reminiscent of halcyon days, when children were happy with simplest of toys, a doll for the girls and a drum for the boys. But again came that noisy disturber of peace, the telephone bell, with a sound never cease. Run and answer it, wife, all my patience has fled. If they keep this thing up, I shall wish I were dead. I have worked night and day the best part of a year to supply all the children, and what do I hear? A boy who declares he received roller skates when he wanted a gun, and a cross girl who states that she asked for a new fancy talking machine, and I brought her a sled, so she thinks I am mean. The telephone wire was kept sizzling hot by children disgusted with presents they'd got. And when the bright sun showed its face in the sky, the Santa Claus family were ready to cry. Now, when you try and call Santa Claus Land, they'll say disconnected, and you'll understand. The end.
Hi, this is Andy Farnsworth from the KSL Traffic Center, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Merry Christmas! This is Peter Seymour, multimedia journalist for KSL News Radio. I love this time of year, and like so many people, I think the best part is spending the day with family, because we hardly get to see them the other 364 days of the year. Moms are a big part of the Christmas celebration, and I would like to read you a story about one mom getting ready. It's called The Christmas Spider. Once upon a time, long ago, a gentle mother was busily cleaning the house for the most wonderful day of the year, the day on which the Christ child came to bless the home. Not a speck of dust was left. Even the spiders had vanished from their cozy corner in the ceiling to avoid the housewife's busy cleaning. They finally fled to the farthest corner of the attic. 'Twas Christmas Eve at last. The tree was decorated and waiting for the children to see it. The poor spiders were frantic, for they could not see the tree, nor be present for the Christ child's visit. The oldest and wisest spider suggested that perhaps they could peep through the crack in the threshold. Suddenly, the door opened a wee bit, and quickly the spiders scurried into the room. They must see the tree closely, since their eyes weren't accustomed to the brightness of the room. But alas, everywhere they went, they had left their webs. When the Christ child came to bless the house, he was dismayed. He loved the spiders, for they were God's creatures too. But he knew the mother who trimmed the tree would feel the same way. So he touched the webs, and they all turned to sparkling, shimmering silver and gold. Since that time, we have hung tinsel on the Christmas trees, and according to the legend, it has become a custom to include a spider among the decorations on the tree. All creatures, great and small, enjoy this season best of all. Tell the greatest story on earth, the one about the Christ child's birth. You're listening to Read Today, and now, here's our next story.
Hi, I'm Maria Chaleos, co-anchor of Utah's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio. Happy holidays from all of us at KSL. I'd like to read this short story called The Legend of the Christmas Tree. Two little children were sitting by the fire one cold winter's night. All at once, they heard a timid knock at the door, and one ran to open it. There, outside in the cold and the darkness, stood a child with no shoes upon his feet and clad in thin, ragged garments. He was shivering with cold, and he asked to come in and warm himself. "Yes, come in," cried both the children. "You shall have our place by the fire. Come in." They drew the little stranger to their warm seat and shared their supper with him and gave him their bed while they slept on a hard bench. In the night, they were awakened by strains of sweet music, and looking out, they saw a band of children in shining garments approaching the house. They were playing on golden harps, and the air was full of melody. Suddenly, the stranger child stood before them, no longer cold and ragged, but clad in silvery light. His soft voice said, "I was cold and you took me in. I was hungry and you fed me. I was tired and you gave me your bed. I am the Christ child, wandering through the world to bring peace and happiness to all good children, as you have given to me. So may this tree every year give rich fruit to you." So saying, he broke a branch from the fir tree that grew near the door, and he planted it in the ground and disappeared. But the branch grew into a great tree, and every year it bore wonderful golden fruit for the kind children.
Hi, this is Rookie Meese in the KSL Traffic Center, just sending out a wish that you and yours will have the true spirit of Christmas with you in your home. Have a very happy holiday season.
New Baby Stocking by W.F. Dawson. Hang up the baby stocking. Be sure you don't forget the dear little dimpled darling. She never saw Christmas yet, but I've told her all about it, and she opened her big blue eyes, and I'm sure she understood it. She looked so funny and wise. Dear, what a tiny stocking. It doesn't take much to hold such little pink toes as babies away from the frost and cold. But then for the baby's Christmas, it will never do it all. Why, Santa wouldn't be looking for anything half so small. I know what we'll do for the baby. I've thought of the very best plan. I'll borrow a stocking of Grandma's, the longest that ever I can. And you'll hang it by mine, dear mother, right here in the corner so. And leave a letter to Santa and fasten it onto the toe. Right, this is the baby stocking that hangs in the corner here. You never have seen her, Santa, for she only came this year. But she's just the blessed baby. And now before you go, just cram her stocking with goodies from the top clean down to the toe.
How an individual gets in trouble with the IRS might be unique to them, but it's a common story. And once it happens, you need help because it's a problem that doesn't go away.
When people find themselves in this situation, they need a trustworthy tax expert who has the integrity to understand your unique and individual circumstances. Frankly, that's what we found with Jordan.
In total, our tax liability for the business was over $500,000. Jordan was able to take that down and saved us $328,000. But as a business owner, we also had personal tax liability. Jordan was able to make that go away entirely. Between the two, he saved us over $500,000.
Jordan gave us our life back. We get to move forward. Life looks like fun, and we're enjoying the stage we're at.
I'm Jordan Wilcox. Call my office at 8-